The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and good friend Gordon Chang at Gordon T. Chang. The BBC headline in these last hours: this billionaire tested China's limits. It cost him his freedom. Of note, this is BB World Service and BBC News China out of Hong Kong. We welcome our good colleague Mark Simon for many years, our interlocutor for the persecution dilemma of Jimmy Lai, a media tycoon and all-around hero who has been on trial for 5 years for crimes that don't bear repeating since they're just the brutality of the regime in Beijing. He's now convicted, and the question is, what is to be done? We welcome Mark to help us interpret a fact. Why I begin with the BBC report. The fact is that Jimmy Lai is a citizen of the United Kingdom, as well as Hong Kong. Mark, a very good day to you. Keir Starmer is the name of the Prime Minister. He has a 165 majority in the Parliament. He can do what he wants. Refuge for Jimmy Lai has always been the UK asserting its sovereignty. Will it happen now? Good day to you, Mark.
Good day to you. I have my doubts. I think the problem with the Brits is that we in America have an image of Winston Churchill and Margaret Thatcher and the great British Empire. And the fact is, Mr. Starmer and the Labour Party really have no idea what they can do to improve the British economy, which over the last 30 years has just been in almost a free fall in terms of its ability to create wealth. They seem to believe incorrectly, and I think sometimes in the U.S. we follow that, that China is going to be their hope. China is the savior, and Keir Starmer is going to get a deal with Xi Jinping that's going to rescue the British economy. If that deal was there, it would have already happened. It's not there. And Keir Starmer basically has decided not to rock the boat with the Chinese. He is placing no conditions on his trip whatsoever. The relationship is all about trying to get business and investment. The Chinese don't have it to give. It is going to be, I hate to say it, a giant disappointment for the people of the UK. And I fear that Keir Starmer is probably going to come back from his trip to Beijing in early February, in the first days of February, without Jimmy Lai, without a trade deal, and probably is on his way out as the prime minister.
Mark Simon is a longtime deputy and director at the Apple Daily, now closed by the regime in Beijing. Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, how are the British people looking at Keir Starmer's proposed trip to China?
I think they're non-pulsed about it. I mean, you know, when I was there and when, of course, I follow it very closely, I think that they're hoping that he can bring something. But I think also China's position in not only the UK, but all of Europe is severely diminished in that it has basically been flooding the markets, massively flooding the European and the UK markets with products. They are not buying UK products. And we've got this continued behavior problem with the Chinese, where essentially whether it's transnational repression, whether it's spying, whether it's stealing trade secrets, whether it's just plain out money laundering, every time you hear the word China in the UK, it's a negative, you know, a negative incidence. So do they expect anything from Keir Starmer? I don't think they do, but I think really he and the party, I can't stress enough how they really don't understand how to get the economy going. And they're just standing there going, please throw some coins in my cup, Xi Jinping. It's almost like a cartoon that writes itself.
The United States of America has agency. The president is in a position to exercise that with regard to Jimmy Lai. He was in Britain for a state visit recently and exchanged well wishes with Mr. Starmer. In other words, the two can work together to bring Jimmy Lai out. Do we need the Benjamin Franklin quote here, Mark? Those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Will our mother Britain listen to Benjamin Franklin now, almost 300 years later? Will they listen, Mark?
I don't think so. And I think it's because the UK, the longer subject, is a existential crisis about who they are. You know, when you go there and you talk to people, are they a European nation? Are they Great Britain? Are they the Great Britain that used to be part of the world? Or, you know, are they basically a small country that is used to punch above its weight and doesn't anymore? I am fairly dim views on the future of Britain. And it is interesting to watch people who still think, you know, it's the 1980s and the 1990s where they have influence. I mean, what do they have in their military? They have, I think it's fewer than 50 tanks now in the entire British Army. You know, they can barely field a squadron of ships.
The Royal Navy is 67 ships total. 67.
Yeah. And so when you look at this and you see this and you're the Chinese, in fairness to them, they go, okay, you're a market of 60 million. You're not a wealthy market. Basically, if you took Florida and the southeastern United States, it's a market that's two or three times the size of the UK. And that's a lot. When you deal with the Chinese after a while, you start to see that's the way they deal with things. In fairness to them, that's the best logic to use. In other words, you look at a market, okay, how much can we sell into these guys? And then that's what they do. The cultural ties, frankly, with the Brits are not that great. The British seem to think they are. The Chinese don't really believe that. There's a long, struggling history. But the Brits have been rolling over for the Chinese for the last 30 years. And Margaret Thatcher even rolled over a little bit. So I don't think the Chinese worry one bit about what the British think. And I think that's Keir Starmer's inherited that. But I think he's done nothing to help himself with it.
Gordon, we have a minute.
So, Mark, the other issue with regard to Britain and China is the Chinese mega embassy, which has yet to be finally approved. What's going on there?
It's really just the fact of the matter is the Chinese have basically decided they're not going to do anything else, and they're playing hardball with the UK. The problem the Chinese have is that this embassy is subject to judicial review. In other words, like any planning process, the citizens get a shot at it. The Chinese don't want that. That embassy is in a very wealthy area with a lot of barristers and lawyers and solicitors, and they are going to fight it, and the Chinese are upset about that. I don't believe that you're going to see any resolution on the embassy for the next couple of years. Now, you may see the Chinese get it. I think Keir Starmer will give it to them because they said they would, which was really dumb. But then it's going to go on for quite some time. This is very frustrating to the Chinese. They're having to operate in a local democratic system. They don't like it. And I think that's driving a lot of this. In other words, they can't give their big boss Xi Jinping. He wants to come, put a shovel in the ground, have the lion dance, show everybody his giant embassy is being built. And it's not happening the way he wants. I think that's a tremendous amount of frustration for the Chinese.
Here's a puzzle, Mark. Did Hong Kong not send the email to London that the People's Republic of China steals everything you've got? Does London not know that?
I think the problem is they don't care. I think the thing is like, you know, if when you're in a room and you think that, all right, I can make 20 cents on this transaction if the other guy makes 80 cents, if that's your mentality and that's the mentality in the UK, I think that's fine. In other words, as long as they can make their 20 cents, they don't care that the Chinese make 80 cents. The problem is when you start off on that, you end up making 2 cents and they end up taking 98 cents. And so that's where the Brits are right now. I really am pessimistic on any leverage they have, any conditions they can put on their relationship with China. It's in a complete free-for-all, and it's basically the people who are running China policy right now. If you ever meet them, it is a shocking discussion to have with their trade officials and their diplomats about how they view their place as supplicants to the CCP.
Mark Simon, longtime deputy director, now closed Apple Daily. Gordon Chang, I'm John Bass.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.